风声、雨声、开盘声，声声入耳。股市、汇市、房市、天下事，事事关心。欢迎收听西雅图中文电台每周财经节目。每周财经节目由瑞迈太平洋房地产 REMAX Pacific 总裁胡秀平、山里胡冠名播出。电话425-321-2659。
2021年的3月12日星期五，各位听众朋友们，大家晚上好，这里是西雅图中文电台每周财经节目，我是主持人静怡。首先，我们来共同回顾一下本周的股市动态。美股周五收盘涨跌不一，道指与标普500指数再创了历史的新高，对经济重新开放的乐观情绪继续推动投资者走向周期性股票，但国债收益率的飙升激起了对科技股与高成长型股票估值的担忧，市场关注美国疫情纾困刺激计划的政策与疫苗研发等方面的消息。道指涨 293.05 点，或 0.9%， 报 32,778.64 点。纳指跌 78.81 点，或 0.59%， 报 13,319.86 点。标普500指数涨 4.00 点，或 0.10%， 报 3,943.34 点。本周道指上涨了 4.1%， 标普500指数上涨了 2.6%， 纳指则上涨了 3.1%。在本周五的盘中，道指最高上涨来到了 32,793.32 点，标普500指数上涨到了 3,944.99 点，均创了盘中的历史新高。美国国债收益率迅速的飙升，推动了银行板块的普遍上涨，而美国新一轮财政刺激政策措施的出台也使得工业板块从中受益，高盛、摩根大通与波音均悉数收高。在周五，十年期国债收益率上涨来到了 1.64%， 达到了2020年2月以来的最高水平。在2021年开始时，十年期国债收益率仅为 0.92%。 受美国国债收益率迅速上升的影响，周五美股大型的科技股普遍遭到了抛售。国债收益率的普遍上升可能是高增长型的科技股承受较大的压力，因其可能降低未来盈利的相对价值。美银利率策略师表示，国债收益率的上升，央行收紧货币政策的可能性已成为威胁风险投资的两大最重要的因素。随着美国开始推出一揽子财政刺激政策，以及美国的疫苗接种取得了突飞猛进的进展，许多其他的因素都已抛到了一边。美国总统拜登在周四签署了 1.9 万亿美元的刺激计划，已向美国民众、小型企业、州及地方政府提供了资金性支持。白宫表示，大多数美国人有望收到1400美元的刺激支票，最早呢，可能在本周末就可以到账。此外呢，在新冠疫苗方面也传来了积极的消息。诺瓦瓦克斯公司在周四报告称，其新冠疫苗对新冠原始的毒株和变异的毒株都具有较高的有效性。该公司预计在几周后将在美国和英国为其疫苗申请首次的申请。在汇市方面，我们再来看一下，美元的指数在周五上涨，因经济摆脱了长达一年的新冠疫情封锁的前景，重新点燃了通胀的担忧，推动美国国债收益率再次上涨。加元也创下了2018年2月以来的最高水平，因为该国上月的新增就业远超出了预期，且大宗商品的价格保持着坚挺。美元指数上涨0.28%，来到了 91.66%， 盘中一度涨超达到了 0.61%， 但还不足以抹去周跌幅。本周累计来看，美元指数下跌约 0.32%， 为截至2月中旬一周以来的首次较前周下跌。在周五公布的数据中显示，美国最终 需求生产者价格指数 PPI 录得了近两年半来的最大的同比涨幅，不过就业市场仍然疲软，可能令企业更难将成本上升转嫁给消费者。在美债市场隔夜跌势在美国的交易时段持续，指标十年期国债收益率触及了一年的新高，来到了 1.640%，受对美国经济前景的乐观情绪的提振。BK Asset Management 董事总经理 Cathy Lian 表示，美债收益率一直处于非常强劲的上升趋势， PPI 数据略高于预估成为推高美元的因素之一，这对美元普遍来说是有利的，因美元一直在从收益率中得到指引，而收益率触及新高确实鼓励了对美元的更多需求，尤其是在欧洲央行加速购买债券且立场略更为鸽派之际。欧元对美元方面是下跌 0.28%， 报 1.1953， 本周小幅上涨， 1.1940 附近出现了月中的对冲活动。欧洲央行在周四表示，为支持经济的复苏，将加快印钞步伐，以防止欧元区国债收益率上升。美元对日元升 0.49%， 报 109.04， 接近两周触及的 109.23 水准，该水准是日元至2020年6月以来的最低水平。随着现汇涨至年起金的高点，期权涨幅获利。再来看一下大宗商品方面，首先我们来看一下黄金期货。现货黄金上演着 V 型的反转，盘中一度较日低上扬了30美元至 1729.33 美元每盎司，美元回落使黄金需求向好提振金价。 Metals Daily 公司 CEO Ross Norman 表示，黄金的所有问题都与美国国债收益率的上涨与美元走强有关，尽管交易所交易型基金 ETF 的需求相对疲软，但令人鼓舞的是，欧洲对实物黄金的需求好得令人难以置信，因为其供应链受到了一些影响，而在一些亚洲国家，实物黄金价格现在比伦敦的每盎司高出了10美元。 Norman 称，有传言说第二季度的通货膨胀率会升高，黄金通常会被视为对冲通胀的一个对冲工具，但经济数据到现在为止还没有事实证明通胀上行的猜测。 COMEX 四月的黄金期货收割是 0.2%， 报 1719.80 美元每盎司，本周累计上涨是 1.3%。 最后我们再来看一下原油期货。伦敦原油期货两个月来首次录得了周跌幅，因为有迹象显示全球需求回升状况并不平衡，价值美元上涨也削弱了油价的升势。作为全球油价基准的布伦特原油期货在周五是下跌了 0.6%， 西德克萨斯中质油也小幅走低，为三周来首次录得周跌幅。印度燃料销售在二月份下降，但美国和英国的需求一直在上升。 Again Capital LLC 合伙人 John Geldof 表示，亚洲特别是印度之前的需求状况看涨，但现在可能在触顶，尽管如此，油价总体上是受到 OPEC 加继续限产的支持。道明证券大宗商品主管 Bart Melwack 表示，进入四月和五月需求将显著上涨，然而目前价格有些涨过头了。关于 OPEC 加将会做什么，市场假设的有点太多了。 OPEC 加的限产导致原油供应依然紧张，欧洲和亚洲一些炼油厂在下月从沙特阿拉伯得到的原油数量会低于他们的要求，因为该国延长减产的措施。 OPEC 在周四也下调了未来两个季度对其原油需求的前景展望，下周国际能源署 IEA 的需求预测将会成为关注的重点。 WTI 四月原油期货的收跌是 跌幅是 0.62%， 收跌是 0.41 美元，报 65.61 美元每盎司。本周累计上涨 2.79%， 布伦特5月的原油期货收跌 0.41 美元，跌幅为 0.59%， 报 69.22 美元每桶，本周累涨 2.71%。 接下来我们再看一下全球大公司动态。蚂蚁集团在周五公布了数字金融平台自律准则，要求消费信贷平台遵守适当性原则进行额度授信，不对未成年人授贷，不对偿还能力低或年金群体发放超出基本生活所需的额度。小微商家贷款平台应当积极引导用户合理的使用资金，防范小微信贷资金流入市场，流入股市，流入楼市等。自律准则还要求蚂蚁理财平台应当打击诱导性营销，加强风险提示和投资者适当性管理。胡晓明将辞去蚂蚁集团 CEO 一职，未来将负责蚂蚁生态社会公益相关项目。蚂蚁集团董事长井贤栋将兼任蚂蚁金服的 CEO。国金证券公告，金公司向实际控制人及控股股东函证，截至本公告日，公司实际控制人、控股股东及其一致行动人未与京东具有公司部分或全部股权的出售进行过接触或讨论，未筹划任何股权转让相关事宜，公司也不存在任何应披露未披露的信息。此前有消息表示，京东正就收购国金证券部分或全部股权进行谈判，价值高达15亿美元。中国市场监管总局在周五表示，对互联网领域实体违法实施经营者集中案作出行政处决决定，其中包括腾讯控股收购猿辅导股权案、百度控股收购小鱼集团股权案，以及上海东方报业与北京量子跃动科技设立合营企业案，并对涉及12家企业分别处以50万元的人民币罚款。经查，该10起案件均违反了中国反垄断法的第21条，构成违法实施经营者集中。评估认为不具有排除限制竞争效果。腾讯回应称，将积极对未及时申报等事项进行整改。IDC 报告显示，2020年第四季度中国可穿戴设备市场出货量为3026万台，同比增长 7.7%。基本可穿戴设备，不支持第三方应用的可穿戴设备的出货量为2518万台。同比增长 10.3%， 智能可穿戴设备出货量为508万台，同比下降 3.6%， 华为出货量为676.1万台，市场份额 22.3%， 小米出货量为590.4万台，份额为 19.5%， 苹果的出货量则为580.3万台，份额为 19.2%， 第四名是 OPPO， 出货量138.8万台，份额是 4.6%，步步高出货量是121.9万台，份额为 4.0%。 半导体制造设备大型厂商荷兰的阿斯麦将于2021年内在台湾地区新招600名员工，目前该公司在台湾已拥有2800名员工，大幅增长两多成，以后员工人数可以达到3400人左右。目前阿斯麦的员工总数约为28000人，其中荷兰占一半以上，在台湾的人数仅次于美国，是第三位。该公司总销售额的四成左右是依赖于台湾，在各地区占比最大。增加人员的主要目的是为了满足作为主要客户的半导体厂商台积电的需求增加。韩国的半导体厂商 SK 海力士在12日表示，该公司收购英特尔 NAND 闪存部门，收购案获得了外国在美投资委员会 CFIUS 的批准。 SK 海力士曾于去年的10月与英特尔签署90亿美元规模的 NAND 闪存业务收购协议后，向美国和中国等主要国家的反垄断执法机构提交了合并的申报表。 SK 海力士计划在今年内通过所有国家的反垄断审批，先向英特尔支付70亿美元，后于2025年初支付剩下的20亿美元，完成整次的收购。丰田公司的社长丰田章男在周四表示，他对苹果公司进入汽车行业表示热烈的欢迎，但苹果最好做出长期的准备。丰田章男表示，只要有技术能力，任何人都可以造车，但是一旦他们生产了一辆汽车，他们必须在40年中对客户和各种变化的反应中磨练自己。科技公司进入汽车行业意味着汽车行业有着未来，客户的选择范围将扩大，丰田欢迎新的参赛者，但不认为他们不需要在40年内磨练自己，锻炼自己。联友公司在周五表示，已通过加速搏击方式以约 11.4 亿欧元的价格出售了所持戴姆勒的股份。这家法国汽车制造商出售的股份占戴姆勒公司股本的 1.54%。 联友表示，此次出售的所有所得将使联友集团能够加快其汽车业务的财务去杠杆化。好，我们进入节目的第三个阶段，话题讨论时间。首先我们欢迎本期嘉宾 Sam。
Hello everyone.
Good afternoon, Sam. Today is a really good Friday, I think, no matter from the like weather perspective in Seattle or from all the news perspective.
I agree. It's a long overdue good quality news update
Today what we are going to talk about is a week-long campaign to sell the stimulus bill to American public begins tonight. So that is about the one President Biden signed on this Thursday. Could you please tell us more about this to share this really good news with all the audience here?
Yeah, definitely. So it's a really big bill. It was passed by the Democrats and signed by President Biden.It is $1.9 trillion, and
yes.
Its name is called American Rescue Plan. And actually, yeah. The interesting thing is some people might even start getting checks and money in their account by this weekend. So that's the high-level good news.
像刚刚 Sam 提到的，是在11日，也就是昨天，美国总统拜登在11日在白宫签署了总额高达 1.9 万亿美元的新冠疫情纾困法案。这是拜登任内的获得国会通过的第一项重大的立法动议。他在签署法案当中说到了，这项历史性的立法将重建这个国家的脊梁。也像刚刚 Sam 提到的，其实有很多人可能是在最快呢，是本周末可以收到这个高达1400美元的救济的基金现金的补助。So for this entire bill, like I have a few questions to ask you, then we can share with the audience from different perspectives. First, we know the earliest one people can get is this weekend. The second one is, of course, people cares how big they are overall, and we know, and who is eligible?
Yeah, so that's a good, those are wonderful questions. So we have a lot of aspects to this bill. There's the piece that you just referred to, which is, you know, cash people might get. There's unemployment benefits. There's some help for student loans, housing, healthcare, and even some taxes, which also kind of go back to your money angle. So all of those things, certain set of citizens will benefit from. So let's start focusing on just the cash amount. As an individual, you are eligible to get $1,400. And also you can get that much for your kids, but we'll leave that alone, if you have an adjusted gross income under $75,000. And then for a household, so that means, you know, you have one person that's potentially making money and you have other people in the house that might not be working, the limit for that is $112,500. And then for married couples filing jointly, it's $150,000 or under $150,000. So that's how you can get $1,400.
就像 Sam 说到的，其实整个的这次美国救助计划的法案呢，不仅仅是我们刚刚说到这个现金补助，还包括失业救济金，为每周失业救济金增加300美元额外福利，还有刚刚 Sam 提到的一些，比如说是对州和政府的一些补助，还有学校，我们慢慢来展开。So as you mentioned, cash is one of them. Also, we have like different aspects. You just covered cash. Then how about unemployment as well as loans, as well as housing, as well
sure.
as house insurance? Let's go them one by one.
Sounds great. So let's focus on unemployment next. So for that, there's an extension to the unemployment benefits for another 25 weeks.So this has been extended last year as well. And then this is going to continue to be extended till September 6th, as I just said. And during that time, there's an extra $300 if you qualify for unemployment on top of the normal benefits that you'd get. The unemployment benefits are weekly. And the other thing that's interesting about this bill is that if you are making money normally through unemployment, so it's kind of like getting a paycheck,the first $10,000, $10,200 to be exact, won't be taxed the income. And this is basically for anybody that before they were unemployed were making $150,000, less than $150,000. So that's pretty interesting. And the last piece that is really, well, there's two more pieces about the unemployment. They're continuing to help gig workers, even though they don't work for necessarily a company, which is really cool. And that's an extension of the previous bill. And that $300,doesn't count against or towards your Medicaid cap. So there's an income test for getting the medical insurance through Medicaid, and the $300 extra does not go against that. It doesn't count against it, which is nice.
像 Sam 说到的这个是关于在就业，在失业的救助金方面，在失业救助金呢是救济金是增加300美元额外的福利，而且还会扩大就业的失业救济范围，并将整个的适用时间呢一直延长到了9月6日。接下来我们再看一下，刚才我们也浅浅的提到一个关于是整个的一个 health insurance. So what is health insurance? Is being recovered like in this relief package?
So this is actually a really big one for folks that are potentially unfortunately might lose their work, employment. And so most Americans typically get their insurance through their employer. Mm. And that employer insurance is typically cheaper and maybe more, you know, generous or better benefits than you might be able to get otherwise, right? Because your company might have a lot of employees and a lot of leverage to negotiate with insurance companies to get a good deal.So if you are laid off for pandemic reasons, you have normally, even before the pandemic, you have this option of buying the insurance from your employer under a program called COBRA. The thing that this bill is doing is they are going to actually pay that bill entirely for the people that might lose jobs from April 1st to September 30th, which is really big because before it would be, you know, out of your own pocket.And usually the costs were really expensive, again, because, you know, the price that your company pays is different than what you would get. And so it might be more than most people's regular insurance. And usually the premiums be like over 102%. So for anybody that's put in that situation, this is a pretty big deal for them.
Good news, good news.像 Sam 提到这个好消息，就是救济计划对于医疗保险的一个范围是。刚刚 Sam 提到那个计划叫做 COBRA 计划，通过被称为 COBRA 计划购买保险呢是变得便宜的多。COBRA 呢是一个综合的一个预计的调节法，是允许失业人员通过前雇主购买保险，但通常它很贵。但现在情况下呢是在4月1日到9月30日为中裁员或者是失业的人呢是得到了一定的新的或者是整个来说是一些 优惠的一个保险的资格，这是其中另外一方面。我们看到在整个的这个整个的这个奇迹计划当中又提及的，再看一下有没有别的方面。Is there anything else about like renting housing side?
Yeah, there is actually. Both renting and homeowners are getting some help. So we'll start with renters. There were previously, last year, there was already some aid for renters, and this bill is adding another $22 billion towards emergency rental assistance to help with the rent, utilities, and other things so people don't get kicked out on the street, and also to help, obviously, the property owners so they have an income stream, right?
Mm.
So that's a big deal. Which is actually interesting because this is another $22 billion that's on top of $25 billion that was passed just this past December under the previous administration. So that's really good. And there's two more that I'll just mention. There's a $10 billion for homeowners, for people that can't pay their mortgages. And then there's millions in, you know, another $10 billion basically for services for people that are potentially homeless or about to be homeless or victims of or survivors, I should say, of domestic violence.
在房屋方面的一些信息呢，这个经济刺激计划是又给予了$2.2 billion将用于进驻租赁的一个援助。在 Sam 提到，其实是在去年的12月份呢，也刚通过了一揽子救助计划，提供的是$2.5 billion的救助。对于房主来说呢，也有一些救助案。该法案呢是提供了近$100 billion，以帮助房主在抵押贷款或者水电费或者是其他方面房价成本方面一些举步维艰的情况，还有在无家可归的人方面也同样提供了一定的帮助。There are so many help from different areas. The most thing, to be honest, I really care about is there any help for child? And is there any help for example, like schools, anything else related
yes.
to the dependents?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the various states and the schools and all that stuff are getting aid, which is wonderful, to help with getting the schools back, reopened, and then all the other necessary changes that are going to probably have to happen because of this pandemic and just the general maintenance. So there's cash for that. But then at an individual level, at a family level, the child tax credit and the child and dependent care tax credit are both getting increased amounts, which will be a very big help for a lot of people, a lot of families with children. So let's talk about the child tax credit. Normally, you are able to deduct $2,000 or so from your taxes per kid, right? So now they're changing that so you can do up to $3,000 per kid. And instead of being capped at 16 years of age, you can go up to 17. Also, if you have children that are under 6 years, so 5 and younger, you can actually deduct $3,600, which is a big deal. And you can actually get the money for the tax credits almost as a payment through this process a little bit sooner than waiting for your tax returns next year. And so there's extra ways to get that money sooner, which is wonderful.
在儿童和受抚养人方面，税收也发生了很多的变化，非常推荐听众朋友们去仔细的去查看一项项信息。在整个随着新冠疫苗在华州和在整个全美国顺利接种并进入防疫开放的第三阶段中，华州的樱花呢也悄悄的开放着，也意味着春天的到来，所以希望大家一切安好。以上呢就是本期节目的全部内容，非常感谢大家的聆听，我们下期再见。
每周财经节目由瑞迈太平洋房地产 REMAX Pacific 总裁胡秀平、山里胡冠名播出，电话 425-321-2659。